Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 11, 1804. Day 182 of the expedition. A quiet day. The journal notation today is brief.
A cold day. Continued at work at the fort. Two men cut themselves with an axe. The large ducks passed to the south. An Indian gave me several rolls of parched meal. Two squaws of the Rock Mountain, purchased from the Indians by a Frenchman, came down. The Mandans out hunting the buffalo. Captain William Clark, November 11, 1804.
The Rock Mountain women referred to were likely Crow Indians from the west. Gary Moulton's notes indicate that this tribe called themselves Apsaroka, which could be translated as crow or raven, also children of the big bird. The Apsaroka separated from the Hidatsa and Awatiksa in the 18th century. Clark placed the Apsaroka in the Black Hills, but by the 19th century, their enemies had driven them west, and they became centered in the Yellowstone Basin, including the Powder, Tongue, and Bighorn River valleys. However, they apparently visited the Hidatsa regularly. When the Mandan went out to hunt buffalo, they seldom went far from their villages, because they were not armed to defend themselves from the Sioux and other tribes who frequently challenged them. So even if it were known to them that a large buffalo herd was in the area, they did not pursue it if the young men had to go far to find it. This often caused a hardship. Tomorrow, a Mandan legend.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Additional historical information often taken from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.